translation and with a small purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jaya Prabhupada. O son of Brahma, how did you pass your life after initiation? And how did you attain this body, having quit your old one in due course? Purport. Sri Narada Muni, in his previous life, was just an ordinary maidservant's son. So how he became so perfectly transformed into the spiritual body of eternal life, bliss, and knowledge is certainly important. Sri Vyasadeva desired him to disclose the facts for everyone's satisfaction. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumalitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Chi Chaitanya Manovista. Sorry, do you know how to? Thank you. Karuna Sindhu Dinapandu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namostute Tapta Kanjana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sade Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhascha Kripa Sindhubhyaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Mukam karoti vachalam pangalam gayate girim. Yakripa tamaham vande jiguru dinatarinam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a lame man can cross mountains. And by the mercy of the spiritual master, a blind man can see stars in the sky. And by the mercy of the spiritual master, a dumb man like me can speak eloquently. I offer my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Tamala Krishna Goswamini Tinamine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamine. Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavati Pashkyata Disitarine. So we read the verse again. Svayambhuva kaya vritya vartitam te parambaya katam chidam udakshrakshi kale prapte kalivaram. O son of Brahma, how did you pass your life after initiation? And how did you attain this body, having quit your old one in due course? Srila Vyasadeva was actually checked by Narada Muni. It was, exposed by Narada Muni. Narada Muni could see the consciousness, could understand the consciousness and see the, deficiency of Vyasadeva. Because he was very deep person. Narada Muni is also addressed as a Bhagavan very often. There's Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and Narada. Very often they're addressed as Bhagavan. They are the only ones, which means they are empowered by the quality, by the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he could see through the mind of Vyasadeva. And Akunda Medase, even though Vyasadeva is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, literally, the literary incarnation of the Lord. But still, it could be seen by this great personality. So it intrigued him, and it made him wonder, who is this man who's understood me? Just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was, his heart was read by Rupa Goswami on the very intimate verse, intimate pastime on Vipralamba, that Mahaprabhu was feeling in the mood of Radharani towards Krishna. The only person who, and it's described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that they could understand that mood was Madhavendra Puri and Srila Rupa Goswami. And, of course, Mahaprabhu, he displayed that mood. But Mahaprabhu also, he was intrigued, you know, who are you? Who's you? When someone can read your mind, you are actually attracted to that person. So Vyasadeva is wondering, who are you? What was your life before? Because when we meet a great personality, a guru, we are curious. You know, we are surrendering our lives to that person. So it's in our interest to actually find out who is this person. We want to know everything about this person. Who is he? Where is he coming from? What is his duty? What is his purpose? Because Narada Muni's purpose was actually to completely purify Vyasadev by injecting the essence of Krishna consciousness, which is the Srimad Bhagavatam that we are studying today, into the writing of Vyasadev. So he was very curious to know who is this person. And Narada Muni is described that was very honest, very sincere. It says here at the end of the purport, Sri Vyasadeva desired him to disclose the facts for everyone's satisfaction, the facts. Very often when, even in an audience or when a guru, when a great person, or you, if you are in an interview, you know, we always put the best on the CV, isn't that? All the best things that we, but we hide, you know, how do you call it, shortcomings, the defects or whatever. But you could see Narada Muni didn't say, I'm a great personality, I'm a Trikalagya, I'm a son of God or whatever. He disclosed the facts. He said, if you want to know about my life, here I am. I was a son of maidservant with no name. He didn't know who was his father, because in those days, as described by the Acharya, maidservant meant that, you know, often when children they were born from maidservant, they were like, they didn't know who was their father. The reputation of Narada Muni in his previous life was stripped off by the chief of the demigods from the life before. It's actually all, you know, we've been discussing every day. Govinda, I think, yesterday was wondering. Somebody asked the question, what was the life of Narada Muni before he became the maidservant? And it's very interesting that he was a demigod, Gandharva, a singer, very beautiful person. So beautiful that he was so proud of his beauty. So he was always surrounded by ladies, apsaras, and you can see here, I don't know if you can see the picture from a distance. Actually, this is meant for children, but I recommend that the adult to read as well, because there's very little writing. It's better than watching TV. It's lots of nice pictures. You can see lying down beautifully, you know, spoiled by the ladies. And one day, the demigods, they arranged a festival to glorify Lord Krishna. And he went there with all his entourage of ladies. Being very beautiful, he was very proud of his beauty. And instead of glorifying Krishna, he was glorifying himself with his friends and the ladies. So the demigods, they cursed him. The chief of the demigods, they cursed him. Here is the curse. That's Narada Muni in his previous life. His name was Upabharana. That's the one. We all were wondering. Upabharana. I remember, you know, I helped Ajamil Prabhu to proofread and editing this book for him, and also to help him to market it. Maybe about only 10,000 copies they were printed. But it's very good because it's got the essence of the Bhagavatam. So that's Narada Muni in his Upabharana, cursed by the demigod, sorry. And here is the verse of today, Vyasadeva and Narada Muni in the cave discussing. And here you could see that he was cursed to become the son of a maidservant. And he was addressed as the son of the maidservant. No name. We have the Bhagavatam has no record of the name of Narada Muni in his previous life. And no reputation, no beauty. So everything was stripped off by him. From him. And but you can see Narada Muni was very honest to tell Vyasadeva that I was just a nameless boy born in this family, in this as the son of maidservant, and there is nothing special about me. I was cursed from the heavenly planets. And but by a good fortune, I met the Bhaktivedanta, where you can see here, there's a picture of the sadhus, Bhaktivedanta. They will come. They came actually on this month, the month that we are, this is the very first month of Chaturmasya. That's when the Bhaktivedanta, they came in the beginning of the raining season. They came to the vicinity of the hut where Narada Muni's mom was living on a farm, and she would cook for them. And he would serve the prasadam. And then after by hearing the conversation, it was not actually directly to him the instructions or the glorification of the Lord. While they were discussing among themselves, he just happened to hear the conversation, the glorification of Krishna. So it was not even a direct injected knowledge, but it was a third person, recipient. And then afterwards, he would take the remnants of prasadam, you can see here. And then by taking prasad from the Bhaktivedanta, he became illuminated just by taking prasad. And then we all know the story that the mother was beaten by a snake. And at the age of 5, he took to the Parivrajakacharya. Do we have any record in ISKCON of children taking sannyas at the age of 5? There is no record. So you can see that he became an orphan. Narada Muni became an orphan, no name, no family, no beauty, nothing. He was left on his own, roaming around the world. This is true story, it's not a fairy tale, by the way. Just because a children's book has been published, it doesn't mean that it's a novel or a story, a bedtime story or whatever. So this is actually the facts that Vyasadeva is inquiring here from Narada. He would sustain himself with the water, and then he started to meditate under the tree. All this he was telling to Vyasadeva. And then at some point during his meditation, he had a darshan of the Lord in his heart. And then he wondered how beautiful. And then the Lord disappeared again. And it's interesting that, anyway, you will read later on, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, that Narada Muni was, when he saw the Lord, then the Lord dismissed himself again. He disappeared. He heard this voice. Now that you are free from envy, now that you are almost completely purified, I will leave you with a desire to search for me. That is, first you have in spiritual life, you know, actually we think that meeting Krishna is the goal of life. It's not. The Sambhoga is always subordinate to the Vipralamba. Even though Narada Muni saw the Lord face to face, Sambhoga, but then what? When you see the Lord, then what? There's something higher, which is the Smaranam, remembrance, the service. Carry on searching for him. That's higher. This is the mood of Shrimati Radharani. She's always the mood of the six Goswami. You can see that they never write down, oh, I saw Krishna, I found Krishna. But they were always chanting, He Radhe Vrajade Vrinde. Where are you, Radharani? Where are you, Krishna? So that was the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he came to teach us, always search for Krishna. And then he went to, of course, Varanasi, and you could see he left his body here, and immediately he took the body as spiritual body as Narada Muni. Can you see from there, these pictures? So that's the show. So we'll put Bhagavatam here. And it's interesting that when the Lord spoke to him, he said, now you are free from envy. This is actually the stage of bhava, which is on the before the stage of prema. The stage of bhava means that when we become completely non-envious. And Narada Muni, later on you will see there is about 2-3 verses explaining to Vyasadeva. Because the previous life, since he was very attached to his beauty, to the women, when you are intoxicated by these things, then you are also, you become envious. This is one of the quality unfortunate quality that the demigods, they sometimes they display. Srila Prabhupada in the third canto, he says that the demigods, they are harassed by demons as a reaction for two things. Does anybody know what are these two things? One is because they're envious of saintly person occasionally. Like Indra became envious of Bali. Then Indra became envious of Krishna. Even Brahma became a little bit envious of Krishna. One is the envy, because they are actually superior to all of us. The demigods, they are superior living entities. But there are one sets of living entities who are superior to the demigods, and those are the saintly person. And the demigods, occasionally they fall into this envy. And the other one is a sex life, when they engage, because heavenly planets, it means enjoyment. So Narada Muni was having the darshan of the Lord. He became, as described later on, Murtimat. Murtimat Anasuyave. He became a deity with. He would see anything, everywhere he would go, Murtimat, the form would gain consciousness, just like he gave consciousness to Vyasadeva. Whatever Narada Muni goes, Jai Shishi Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Sita Rama Lakshmana Hanumanji ki jai. Wherever Narada Muni goes, he impregnate the divine consciousness to the, he did it to Mugrari, the hunter. He did it to King Prachina Barisha, to Maharaj Yudhisthira. The old Bhagavatam, you can see that Narada Muni, he comes and fills up the gap. One is to Murtimat, and then Anasuyave, which means, what does that mean, Anasuyave? Non-envious. So this is the gift from the darshan of the Lord. But then he said, but that's not the goal of life. The goal of life is that you carry on searching for me and you will develop prema. So when Narada Muni, when he died, the maidservant gained the form of Narada Muni immediately. And on that moment, he became included into the family of Lord Brahma. That was when he died, the maidservant, it was actually the end of the night of Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma has two sections of his life, night and day. A night is equivalent to, you will read later on, to 4,320,000 years. Sorry, and 200,000 years. That constitute one night of Lord Brahma. And the day is equivalent also. So at the end of that night, then Brahma wakes up and he procreated. Narada Muni became his son. It's all described later on here. And in this way, he gained the reputation to be the son of the Creator. So he was telling all this background to Vyasadeva. And Vyasadeva was astonished. So he gained everything back and more. Love of Godhead is actually superior to the bodily beauty, is superior to desire to enjoy the opposite sex, is a superior to anything else, any material object or any spiritual achievement. Not only that, the Lord gave him the reinstated him as from the son of maidservant to the son of the Creator. He became the son of the first progeny of the Lord. Because Lord Brahma is the only son of Lord Vishnu. So what a reputation. And as Narada, he became so beautiful. He's the best kirtaniya in the universe, spiritually and also material. Anybody who can sing or who can play is described the piano. It has to be empowered by Narada. And the Veena was given by Lord Vishnu himself. And every time he would touch the Veena, the melodious sound comes out. And the vibration of the Lord goes through on the tongue of Narada. And he sings so beautiful. Wherever he goes, Murtimat, he impregnate divine consciousness. So became famous. Not only that, you could see the orphans. Orphans usually they make the best recruit. It's a research done by psychologists. Orphans usually, because they've got nothing to lose. If someone is born, they're not spoiled in their life. They've touched the ground, the seabed, so they can only go up. When someone is an orphan, no parents, nothing. You can imagine at the age of 5, you had nothing. No protection. The only thing he had was the knowledge that he imbibed from the Bhaktivedanta. And with that tool, he achieved the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you may lose the old world, you may lose everything. But if you have the association of a Vaishnava, someone who is connected with Krishna, doesn't matter, even if he's not a pure devotee, still you will get good fortune, benefit. We take for granted every day we come here, we are associated to each other, and we tend to think, you know, that devotees are ordinary personality. But we don't know. We don't know who is the person sitting next to you. What that person has done in his previous lives, Krishna knows. You don't know what that person sitting next to you is going to become. It's a very hidden fact. We don't know. But we are, one thing, rest assured that, I shouldn't say we are, you are. You are special. Because you came to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, Lord Krishna, after millions of lives. This is not something, this life is not, it's an extraordinary event. And it's important to come and get together, to serve each other. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave the motto to achieve perfection. Vaishnava Seva, right? Who is the other two? Namaruchi and Jivadoya. If you take part in these three things, associating with a devotee, just adopt a friend. You know, every day I enjoy the association of Jayadeva Prabhu. He's got a good heart, a good devotee. And he said, you know, I'm adopting you as a friend. That's nice, someone who cares for me. We can adopt each other. You know, I'm adopting Trinad Prabhu as my younger brother. He enjoys to be my younger brother. So, and we show affection to each other. Krishna likes that very much. When you adopt a friend, someone who is connected with Krishna. And that's what they did with the Bhaktivedanta. They adopted this boy who was the son of a maidservant. They gave him all, they gave him the good fortune of becoming Narada Muni. So each one of you has the power of giving, not just blessings or prasada. You can give something extraordinary to someone. And that's called mercy. We should always be recipient of mercy. Never think, you know, that I'm giving the mercy. We should all feel in the mood of Narada Muni. He had nothing, and he became the recipient, the pot of all this mercy. So it is not by chance that someone becomes a great personality. And when you see such a great personality, it's important to follow the footsteps. Actually, it's written here of Narada Muni that one should not become envious, because there is a tendency in our society, in any religious movement, when someone starts to advance spiritually and display extraordinary power, like Jesus, for example, and the priest from the synagogue, the Jewish high priest, they became envious of him. You can see here, this is something that we can take today, put it in our pocket, and go home and meditate on it. This is an instruction of the Lord. 6:29, I just read that. Very interesting what the Lord tells Narada. At the end of the millennium, when the personality of Godhead, Lord Narayana, lay down within the water of devastation, Brahma began to enter into him, along with all creative elements, and I also entered through this breathing. That's not the verse I was trying to. Maybe it's the next one. It was very interesting. The Lord told him that now that you are free from envy, you are liberate. I was going through the verse yesterday and I forgot to put down. Anyway, go through this chapter. You will find that the Lord, he only spoke twice. First he told Narada Muni, now that I want you to search for me. And the second one said, you know, that now you are completely free from envy. Is it 22? Okay, thank you. Let's see. Oh, virtuous one, you have only once seen my person, and this is just to increase your desire for me, because the more you hunger for me, the more you will be free from all material desires. But there is also another verse where he says, anyway, it's somewhere there. Couldn't find it. But if you go through, you will find it. We don't have time now to. But the motto of spiritual life is to associate with devotees every day, you know, learn something. I don't have a good sadhana. I can declare to the whole universe. I made a deal with Krishna that I promise you I will always distribute a few books and I will come to hear your glories from the Srimad Bhagavatam speaker. You know, associating with a speaker, every day I come here and hear from anyone who is speaking, because that washes the heart from all the sinful activities, and especially from envy. Associating with devotees, take prasad here with the devotees. This is my, and it's very powerful. What to speak if I get up early for Mangal Arati and chant my rounds with all of you. I used to do all that. Now health reason doesn't permit me, but this process works. It works very well. We are all agitated when we come to Krishna consciousness, but that agitation, it goes away. It goes away from the process of hearing, chanting, associating, serving devotees. And then once the heart becomes purified, jivadoya, then you feel to go out and give it to the people, give this taste to the people, because the process is not complete if you don't have that jivadoya in your heart. To go out doesn't mean, you know, go out on Harinam or book distribution, or go out when you are, Lord Chaitanya says, whoever you meet, tell them something about Krishna. If we don't do that, then we are missing the point. We miss the boat, really. Because Lord Chaitanya, he came to teach us to preach. One who preaches, he has a life. So if we keep things, I mean, we can go back home, back to Godhead. Krishna is not an angry Taliban person that if you don't preach, you know, I'll kill you. So you go back home, back to Godhead. Like Prabhupada say, you can chant Hare Krishna, sit down in a corner, become a Babaji if you want. But then what? You don't feel happy with yourself. You feel like a coward, isn't it? It's like you get it takes so much from the guru, from the sadhus, from the Lord, but then you don't give anything back. So we all express our gratitude to the Lord through preaching. When you preach, means you are saying thank you to the Lord for everything He's giving you every day. Does that make sense? So it's 8:30 on dot, and we'll ask if there is any questions or any comment.